Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Green Acres, we are there. Lisa! Lisa!
What's the matter?
Have you seen my attaché case?
What's that?
It's that case I used to carry to court with me.
Oh, your lunchbox.
No, it's a case I carried papers in.
Oh, that. It's under the bed.
It's under the... What's it doing under there?
Hoarding the bed up.
Well, that's a...
Well, aren't you going to fix it?
I'll fix it when I get back.
Well, am I supposed to sleep on the slant all the time while you're in New York, living the gay life, dancing with secretaries, boozing it up with the hatjack girls?
Look, it'll do you good to sleep with your feet lower than your head. It'll take the pressure off your little brain.
Well, guess who won't be glad to see who when you get back?
Get Eb to fix it. I haven't got time. My plane leaves in an hour.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Governor. Your car waits without.
Yeah, I'll be right... Why are you wearing that stupid hat?
This ain't a stupid hat. It's a chauffeur's hat. A stupid hat has a point on the top, and they make you wear it when you sit in the corner.
Would you mind taking my bag out to the car, please?
Yes, sir, Governor.
I'm going to miss you, sweetheart.
I'll be right back. I'm only going to the airport.
I believe she was talking to me.
Is that true?
Get the bag.
Yes, sir.
How long will you be gone?
Just an hour.
Out!
It's going to be lonesome here without you, Oliver.
I'll only be gone 3-4 days.
Are you going to call me every day?
Sure.
Why?
Well, you just asked me to.
Otherwise, you wouldn't call me?
Of course I would.
What time will you call?
Whenever there's a break in my meetings with Carling.
What's her name in real life?
He's a lawyer.
Oh.
Oh, goodbye, Lisa.
Oh. Have a good time.
Carling, where is this Dunkus?
No. Douglas. Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Well, whatever his name is, he's not very prompt.
Oh, maybe his plane is late. He had to fly in from Hooterville.
What?
Hooterville. That's where he lives. See, Douglas was a member of our law firm until several years ago. Then he decided to give up law and become a farmer.
He didn't get in any trouble with the Bar Association, did he?
Oh, no. He's a fine attorney. Matter of fact, he worked on this case while he was here.
Yes, well, he's not very dependable.
Oh, thank you, Susie. Would you call the airport and see if the plane from Hooterville is in?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Douglas! Oh!
Susie!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Carling, but I was just so glad to see Mr. Douglas that I...
Next time, just wag your tail.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Well, Oliver, I'd like you to meet our clients. Mr. Robinson.
Mr. Robinson?
And Mr. Sternweiss.
How do you do?
Yes. I'm sorry I'm late, gentlemen, but I was...
Oliver, you've got a little...
Oh. Yes. Yep. Well, yes. My plane was late.
You see, we had to make a forced landing at Stankwell Falls.
Stankwell Falls?
Yes, normally Transpixley Airlines doesn't land there, but they had some mechanical difficulty with the plane. The rubber band broke.
Rubber band?
Oh, yes. The pilot had it on his compass, holding it...
Fine. Now, may we get started? We have an awful lot of ground to cover.
I'll call Miss Glassworth in to take some notes.
Our problem is twofold, Mr. Douglas. You see, on the one hand, we have...
Yes, Mr. Carling, did you... Mr. Douglas! Hey,
Janet! Oh!
Oliver,
Yes, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, it's just so long since I've seen Mr. Douglas.
May we please get started?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oliver, you better wipe the...
Oh!
Susie, we don't want any interruptions.
Oh, tell her if my wife calls to put her through.
You're married?
Yes.
You could have fooled me.
Holy smoke! Please take care of little Freddy. I'm sure you'll give him a good home. Mrs. Douglas! Mrs. Douglas! Mrs. Douglas!
What's the matter?
Somebody left a doorstep on your baby. I mean a baby on your doorstep.
Oh, let me see. Oh, Ev, this is not a baby. That's a poopy.
It is? So that's what a poopy looks like.
Oh, isn't he cute?
His name is Freddy.
When did he tell you that?
This note was pinned to his blanket.
Well, his mother has a nice handwriting. But how could she leave a cute little...
What are you going to do with him?
Well, like the note says, I'm going to give him a good home.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he must be hungry. What do you feed a poopy?
I don't know. My ma always fed our dogs the same thing she fed us kids.
What's that?
Dog food.
We don't have any dog food. I'll make him something. How about some hotcakes?
He sounds like Mr. Douglas when you mention that word.
Well,
I'd give him some milk.
That's a good idea. Why don't you give him some milk, and I call Mr. Douglas, and I tell him the good news.
I don't think we can approach the matter on that basis.
But according to the decision laid down the case of Harris versus the Paradise Company...
Gentlemen, please. I think there's a very simple solution to the whole case. All we have to do is...
Susie, I said no. What? Oh. Oliver, it's for you. Your wife is calling from Hooterville.
Look, excuse me, gentlemen. I'll only be... Hello?
Guess who?
Lisa.
Right on the first guess.
Lisa, I'm in the middle of a...
Well, I wouldn't have called you if it wasn't important, because you always told me never to call you unless it was important, and this is very important.
Yes, Lisa, look, would you try to get to the point?
What point?
Whatever you call me about.
Well, here is the whole thing in a nutcracker. Can I keep little Freddy?
Is that all you call me about? I don't care what... Who's little Freddy?
Oh, didn't I tell you that? He's the one that we found on the doorstep in a basket, wrapped in a blanket with a note from his mother.
What?
What's the matter?
My wife found a baby in a basket on our doorstep.
Congratulations. Can we get back to work?
Just a second. Lisa, you can't keep him.
But the note said we should keep him and give him a good home.
Well, I don't care what the note said. Just call the sheriff. He'll know what to do.
I know what to do. I've been feeding him and...
Lisa, the law says that... Look, please do me a favor. Call the sheriff and tell him what happened, huh?
I won't do it.
But, Lisa, you...
I won't do it.
Well, then I'll do it. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Now can we get back to work?
I have to make one call. Susie, would you please get me the sheriff of Hooterville County?
Hey, County Whatchamacallit's office.
Is this the sheriff's office?
Yes, sir. This is Mr.
Kimball?
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Please, may I speak to the sheriff?
Oh, he's on vacation. I'm babysitting with the prisoners.
What?
Yeah, I come in every day to feed them. The sheriff found out if they went out to eat, a lot of them didn't come back.
Yeah, well, isn't there a deputy there?
Oh, no, it's his day off.
Can we please get on with this meeting?
I'll only be on the line a minute.
Well, then I'll hang up.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Do what?
Hang up.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you miserable. Susie, would you get that number back for me, please?
Are you going to spend the whole day on the phone?
No, just bear with me now, please.
County Sheriff's Office.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, Mr. Douglas. Are you through using the phone?
Look, Mr. Kimball, I want you to listen carefully. I'm in New York.
Well, what if you happen to see my cousin? He lives in New York. Well, not in New York. He lives across a river. New Hampshire.
Just listen. My wife called me a little while ago. She said somebody left a baby in a basket on our front porch. Now, I wanted her to turn it into the sheriff.
Why? What'd the kid do?
He didn't... Look, do me a favor. Go over and tell Mr. Drucker about it. I'm sure he'll know the right thing to do.
Yes, sir. Haney, I don't need a new cash register.
But, Sam, my new change given register, it's used in all the supermarkets.
Well, I don't care.
Do you realize all of the wasted motion you go through with this old-fashioned register?
It's perfectly...
Now, suppose somebody comes in and buys $6.32 worth of merchandise.
Haney, will you...
Now, he tenders a $10 bill as payment. You've got to count that out. $6.32 from $10, that's $3.68. There's 50, 60, 65, 68, and $3 makes 10. Now, with my new register,
Haney,
you eliminate...
Would you put the money back?
Hmm?
The money.
Oh, I guess I got carried away with the live demonstration.
Yeah, well, after this. Hi, Haney.
Hi, Hank.
Guess what, Sam? Mrs. Douglas just had a baby on her front porch.
Well, bless my gooseberry pie.
But that's impossible. She wasn't even expecting a baby. Yeah, I know. The kid just showed up in a basket.
A foundling. Well, bless my codfish balls.
Where did you hear about this?
Mr. Douglas told me.
Well, bless my apple pan dowdy. I think I'll go over and congratulate the little mother.
Haney. Sam, I'd like to stick around and have some gooseberry pie and some codfish balls with you. But I gotta get back to the sheriff's office. Find out who's been shooting at me.
Maybe Mr. Douglas didn't call the sheriff.
Oh, yes, he called him. He has a heart of stone in his head. Oh, the poor little thing. What are we going to do when the sheriff gets here?
We'll hide him.
How do you hide a sheriff?
No, ma'am. I meant we'd hide Freddy and... Uh-oh. I think the fuzz is here.
No, I think it's Mr. Haney.
Mrs. Douglas, if you don't look the picture of merry motherhood...
He knows about little Freddy.
You can't keep a thing like that a secret. I brought the little tyke... this pair of booties.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Mr. Haney. But he needs four of them.
Four of them?
Yeah, he's got 4 feet.
No wonder somebody left him on your doorstep. Now, getting the little one unexpectedly, you're gonna need all kinds of supplies. And that's why I'm here. Now, if you will just step back to my showroom, I'll show you what the well-equipped baby should have.
But... Mr. Haney, you don't understand. Freddy...
Feast your eyes on this magnificent display of baby needs. Now, take this electronic cradle. This relieves a mother of the tedious job of rocking. You simply place the baby in the cradle, fasten his seat belt, and push this button.
Wow.
Now, the great thing about this cradle is, after the child outgrows it, you can use it to make malted milks.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Now, I also have a complete line of educational toys, like this fascinating gadget. It keeps a child amused for hours, and not only that, but he might win enough to pay his way through college.
Mrs. Douglas, Freddy's getting hungry again.
Oh, the poor thing.
So that is Freddy. If I didn't know that you found him on the doorstep, I'd say he's a spitting image of Mr. Douglas.
What a terrible thing to say about a cute little puppy. Do you know what Mr. Douglas wants us to do with him? Turn him over to the sheriff.
Well, bless my chicken liver.
Do we have to do that, Mr. Haney?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but I believe I have the perfect solution for your dilemma.
What's that?
There's a statute on the books that says that anyone finding an ipso facto puppy on their doorstep must turn the ipso over to the facto, unless the puppy can be placed into the home of a qualified puppy raiser.
Where do I find one of those?
My card?
Mr. Haney, raiser of found puppies.
Now, to conform with the aforementioned statute, I will buy the puppy from you for $2. Move him into my qualified puppy raising home, keep him till he's old enough to be adopted, then sell him back to you for the $2, plus a small charge for boarding and training and schooling and clothing and whatever et ceteras that he might need. I'd say the whole thing would come to, only $900.
I don't know. What do you think, Ab?
$900 sounds fair to me.
You're a good boy, Ab.
I don't know what Mr. Douglas is going to say about laying out so much money. I better call and ask him.
I've gone over this 9 different times, and I don't think that's the solution.
That's the only course of action we have. Don't you agree, Oliver?
Huh? I wasn't listening to what you said. I'm sorry.
I don't think you've listened to anything we've said.
Oh, I apologize. Look, but I'm concerned about that baby. My wife just doesn't know how to handle him. Look, do you mind if I make just one more call?
Douglas, we're involved in a $2 million lawsuit.
Make it as brief as... Susie! Look, would you get... What?
Oh, put her on. My wife is calling me. Yes, hello, Lisa.
Oliver.
Yes, I was just about to call you.
Okay.
Susie, would you get that call back for me?
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Oliver, I am so glad you called. I wanted to talk to you about little Freddy.
Have you still got him?
Yes.
Didn't Mr. Drucker come over?
Oh, why should he?
Well, I called the sheriff's office, but the sheriff was on vacation, and the deputy had a day off, so Mr. Kimball was babysitting with the prisoners.
Babysitting with the prisoners?
Yeah, he just comes in to feed them. They found out that a lot of them didn't come back if they let them go out to eat. Lisa, I told Mr. Kimball to tell Mr. Drucker to come over.
But the only one that showed up was Mr. Haney. He wants to sell me some baby supplies.
Don't buy anything from him!
Mr. Haney has a good solution for our dilemma. He wants to buy little Freddy from me for $2.
What? You can't do that!
But Oliver...
Lisa, you can't do that!
Do what?
This guy wants to buy the baby from my wife for $2.
I'll give her 3 for him if we can get back to work.
Lisa, look, you can't sell...
You didn't let me finish. Mr. Haney is only going to keep him till he's old enough to be adopted. Then he's going to sell him back to us for
$900. $900?
$950.
Lisa, do us both a favor. Call Mr. Drucker.
Mrs. Douglas?
What's the matter, Ab?
Freddy got under the kitchen sink and ate a bar of soap.
Oh, my goodness, that's terrible.
What's the matter?
Freddy just ate a bar of soap.
Oh, no!
Now what?
The kid just ate a bar of soap.
I'd like to visit Hooterville. It sounds like more fun than Disneyland.
Lisa, I want you to listen to me. Now, keep calm. Take Freddy to the emergency hospital. They'll know what to do. And then call me back.
No, don't call me back. I'm coming home.
What do you mean you're going home?
What else can I do? I've got to go home and protect that poor little kid. Lisa? Lisa?
Oh, hello there.
Oh. Hey, where is he?
Oh, you're a good father. Coming all the way home because you were worried about little Freddy.
Yeah, how is he?
Oh, he's fine. They got all the soap out of him.
Oh, thank goodness. You ought to know better than to let him get under the sink.
Oh, he gets into everything. He was stuck under the refrigerator, too.
Holy smoke. Where is he?
Outside. Arnold is teaching him how to play baseball.
You gotta be out of your... How could you let him play with a pig?
Nice catch, Freddy!
Nice catch? What the...
Frank! Okay, bring it here. Boy, Freddy's gonna make a great outfielder.
Is this Freddy?
Yes, isn't it cute?
Lisa, why didn't you tell me it was a puppy?
Why, you never asked.
From the way you talked, I thought it was a baby.
You have a pretty vivid imagination.
Do you realize that dog cost me a $5,000 fee?
Well, isn't it worth it to see the smile on his little face?
No, it's not.
Arnold wants to know if Freddy can play ball with him tomorrow.
No, he can't.
Why not?
Because Freddy won't be here.
Where is he going?
I'm going to find out who left him here and give him back.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, would you?
What are you crying about?
I like little Freddy. Oh.
Dry your eyes.
Oh, but can't I keep him?
No.
Oh, come on. But Oliver... What is this?
My handkerchief.
So you admit it?
Of course.
But would you kindly explain who the tangerine lipstick belongs to?
Oh, yeah, the tangerine, that belongs to Susie. She was one of the secretaries when I was with the firm. She, glad to see me, kissed me.
That's a ding-dong doozy.
Em, will you...
And let's pass over Susie for a moment, and let's hear who this Miss Passionate Pink is.
Oh, that belonged to Janet. She was Mr. Carling's private secretary.
And she was happy to see you, too, and she kissed you.
Of course.
Boy, you don't have as vivid an imagination as I thought you did.
Eb, I don't need any of your help. Will you find something to do?
Yes, sir. Oh, if you ever get the true story out of him, I'd like to hear it.
Go!
Shall we get back to your nitty-gritty again? Do you want to try another story with the lipsticks?
No, the story I told you was true.
Only the names have been changed to protect your innocence.
Oh, Lisa.
Oliver, I believe you.
Thank you.
However, I don't think little Freddy believes you.
I don't care whether he does.
Well, I do. I don't want him to leave here thinking that you're some kind of a philanthropist.
Philanderer.
Oh, so you know the word.
Of course.
Of course. If Freddy were to stay here and get to know you and find out what a wonderful man you really are, that you are not a two-timer, that you are honest, true blue, a great man, one of nature's noblemen, a prince among men.
Okay, okay, he can stay.
Oh, Oliver, you wonderful.
What's that?
I think he still has a little soap in him.
I think he has a little Lawrence Welk in him, too.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.